Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch, I cannot believe we're having this discussion. This is our first show back since we were off for Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference. I took a long vacation figuring what could possibly break in between the conference weekend, and lo and behold, Kentucky grabs Mark Pope. BYU does not have a men's basketball coach. Players are hitting the portal. We'll get to that in just a minute. So much to break down. We're talking about who would be a good fit to be the next coach. And you kind of broke down the Mark Madsen situation and mentioned Chris Burgess as, am I incorrect here in saying Chris Burgess is who you would like BYU to be the next head coach? Is that your top candidate?
Well, like you, I would say Mark Madsen. But honestly, if I wanted to say my ideal pie in the sky, you step out of the LDS coaching pool.
For sure.
And you say, you know what? We're going to step out of this and, you know, we're going to go get a Cody Feger who's got the experience inside the program. Now, is his high of upside maybe in recruiting? I think he could do a dang good job, but he's not LDS. And it feels like a non-starter. And that, to me, I think would be the ideal spot right now because this pool of candidates is shallower than maybe I've ever seen for BYU basketball. There's no clear Dave Rose. There's no clear Mark Pope in this search, and I think that's what makes it challenging. Oh, and then you pair it up with, hey, this coach will face Bill Self, will face Jerome Tang. It's not right. No longer, oh, for two nights out of the year, you'll face Mark Few, and another two nights, you'll face Randy Bennett. But then after that, you're going to face a young Todd Golden who's like 25. But you're not going to face these just incredible coaches where, man, you just lay out that and say, if you hire Chris Burgess, good luck. You're going to go face Scott Drew, who turned down Kentucky. You're going to go face Grant McCaslin, who was
Tommy Lloyd coming into the conference.
Right. And that's what makes Cougar fans right now go, what on earth is BYU going to do? But with all that said, we know BYU's not going to go outside that LDS pool. And you know what? I understand that because you take away BYU, part of you thinks, is BYU not doing that? So I understand it's a tough dynamic. But with all that, I would say at this juncture, I'd go with Chris Burgess. With what we have in front of us right now, I would say Chris Burgess should be the head coach. What about you?
It's hard to argue against it. However, I do have one big hang-up, and I just can't get past the fact that he took a lateral job with Utah. Look, the Big 12 was coming, and mm-hmm. He went to Utah. He didn't get a better job. He had the same role at BYU. And what makes me think that if in a year or two the Utah job opens up, because that's not a pie in the sky situation, Mitch.
Sure.
If Utah doesn't have a good year next year, they're moving on. And that maybe they go outside the box, maybe they don't, who knows? But let's say Chris Burgess does take the job and he writes the ship, he retains the roster, they get back to the tournament. Maybe they win a game. Yep. Because they've got the talent to do so currently if they keep this roster intact, which is a big question mark. I totally understand that. But let's say all those things happen, and then the Utah job opens up and they want him back. Who's to say he doesn't go? And then you're back in the same situation. That, to me, is a concern because in college athletics right now, there's a lot of instability, and BYU's got to find a way to get stable. You can't be in the coaching carousel every couple years and continue to recruit at a high level. You touch on recruiting. I love the Cody Feger option. I would prefer him over Chris Burgess personally just because he's been in the program for so long. And in a lot of ways, Mitch, tell me what you think of this. I feel like recruiting is almost easier for a coach these days if you have NIL, if you have facilities. Mm-hmm. Because it's not about building relationships anymore. It's not. It's hey, do you have a role for me? Is there NIL money? Like, in a lot of ways, the great recruiters based off personality and relationships have been negated by NIL and by the portal. And so you can not be a household name and have success if you've got the other things behind you, which I think BYU has. And so from that standpoint, I think Cody Feger or someone else could do well at BYU because they have the support that a lot of other programs don't have. But the hurdle of him not being a member of the church is a big one that I don't know if they're ready to make, but I would be all for it if they did, because I think Figure would represent BYU. I think that he would do all the right things, and there'd be no issues. They're kind of like what you're getting out of track and field with Coach Taylor, right?
Right.
But I don't think they'll do it, and if they won't, that's when I default to Burgess. But the hang-up is Utah, for sure, and how long he'll stay at BYU.
Yeah, and with Figure, it feels like the train is moving for him to be a Kentucky assistant with Mark Pope. Chris Burgess, and I think that is a fair point. And if I'm BYU, Chris Burgess wants this job. He wants to be a head coach, and what an amazing opportunity to be a Big 12 head coach. So BYU's got a lot of leverage. This is a desirable job. If I'm BYU, I get a little aggressive and say I throw in a massive buyout in that contract if it's for the Utah job.
Just like Madsen with BYU and Stanford.
Absolutely.
The buyout's larger. Yeah, totally.
I would do that. If you're going to go to Utah and Utah's going to buy out, it's going to cost a pretty penny. Now, BYU's about relationships, especially under Tom Holmo. And doing that to Utah would be, you know, a little, if Utah ever, you know, got kicked the tires and wanted to go pursue Chris Burgess, they, of course, don't have to hire just an LDS coach. But I'd put a massive buyout in it, in the contract. But I think if you're Chris Burgess, you still take that deal because you want to be a head coach. And this job can lead you to whatever heights you want to get to. And, hey, if you want to be at BYU for the next 10 years, that's a pretty good gig, too, because you're in the Big 12 and you're in the best league in America. So a lot of great things, you know, for BYU as far as what they can sell to a coach. And it's just a unique search than ever before because of the NIL component and everything else that goes into it. We got to take another break. News, traffic, and weather coming up next. And then on the other side, we'll get in more to other candidates, names to watch that we could maybe get deeper into. And then later ahead this hour, we'll get into the roster and where things stands because players are going into that transfer portal right now. It's Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's powered by KSL Sports.